Smash your FM radio. Indy 100 rocks.
What's everybody? It's Tyrone Tan here on StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indy100.com radio, and UBN. And I just want to say thank you to all the listeners from around the world that have tuned into my show. And it's because of you guys I get to do what I do. We're going to have a great show for you guys today. If you're cool indie films or just films in general or acting, we got my dear friend, actor Darren Weiss, coming into the studio. But before that, we want to do a couple little plugs. Again, if you want to see a lot more celebrity interviews or back archive shows, go to our main production website, which is at www.starroseentertainment.tv. That's www.starroseentertainment.tv. Also, if you like the music we're going to be playing, let me know. Or if you just like to send some nice little fan mail or anything like that, some good ones, positive ones, email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. And then also, if you want to hit us up if you want to see our in-studio guest photos, such as our guest of the hour, actor Danny Weiss, go to our Facebook page over at Star Roast Entertainment over on Facebook. And then last but not least, if you want to hit me up on socials, that's at Tyrone Tan. T-Y-R-O-N-E-T-A-N-N as a Nancy over on Twitter. Oh, actually, formerly known as Twitter, X. And then also, thanks to the hacker there, at Tyrone Tan Official over on Instagram. And there's this new thing called Threads. Go at Tyrone Tan Official over there. And then last but not least, if you really, really want to hit me up on Facebook, go to Tyrone Tan over on Facebook. Again, so without further ado, we're going to be bringing in my guest co-host of the hour. First off, I want to say thank you to all the awesome guest co-hosts we've had. We rotate a lot throughout the season, so we always want to say thank you to all the lovely, awesome guest co-hosts. It's always fun to banter off with my guest co-hosts here. So we're going to have you bring in, first time into the studio here, my dear friend, actress Gray Gable.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good. Hello. Excited to be here.
Yes. We got a guest coming in. Pretty cool. I hope excited for you to meet. But before that, we want the audience to get to know you a little bit. I know we're going to focus on our guests of the hour, but we want to kind of give an idea for all the audiences out there from around the world about a little bit about yourself. So Gray Gable, tell the audience a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am related to Clark Gable.
Awesome.
If anyone is familiar with that name, King of Hollywood.
From Gone with the Wind.
Awesome. Yes.
So, that's cool. And that was your little factoid.
Yeah, fun fact.
And then you're out here for the industry.
I am.
Actress. And then is this kind of like new into the industry?
Very new. I have like a theater background, so I feel like I haven't cut my teeth yet in film and TV yet.
Awesome. Well, what are your inspirations? Who was the one that inspired you, aside from maybe your family heritage, into the industry?
Oh, man. Well, what comes to mind right now is Kristen Stewart in Love Lies Bleeding.
Like, oh, okay. Yeah.
Great film. Just the evolution of her as an actor is just super inspiring.
Awesome.
Great.
And what was it about her that inspired you?
She's just got that edge, you know what I mean? It's just like growing, like, you know, she transformed from when she was on Twilight, and she's really coming into her own. She's starting to direct like her first project based on this like book called like The Chronology of Water. Like, it's just very, very, like, that's the peak.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, she's actually one of my top faves. And it's interesting, you know, I've got the meet her and actually hung out with her. A friend of mine, it was the EP on a movie she did called Seaberg, and she was actually telling me about that memoir like briefly a while back, so I'm excited to hear that's the one that she's kind of working on. But yeah, I think she's really talented. And what we're going to do, we're going to review, before we bring our guest of the hour Darren Weiss into the studio, we're going to do a quick review about, since you know, you did bring up Love Lies Bleeding, we're going to talk about that really quick. But so for audiences, for yourself, what would be the goal? What kind of film would you like to do, or would you like to work on? Features, television,
ooh la la,
sitcoms?
I think independent films for sure.
Okay.
Just the really dark, nitty gritty, like, you know, the things that don't technically make a lot of money, but you know what I mean? They always win like the Oscars and stuff. Just the family dramas, dark things.
Awesome. What would be the ideal, like, if you say, oh, a movie like blank, what would you think would you love to work on?
I don't know why Moonlight comes to mind.
Okay.
But I love that. Yeah, Lady Bird. I love Greta Gerwig, you know, just female writers in general.
Awesome. Well, let's put it out there. And then if for people that want to keep in touch with you or social medias, anything like that?
Yeah, on Instagram, it's at Grey Gable, G-R-E-Y. So it's like the masculine version of Grey, the European version.
Okay. And then Gable, G-A-B-L-E.
Yes, correct.
Awesome. Well, check her out. Grey Gable, thank you for coming as the guest co-host. And I'm excited for you to meet our guest of the hour. But before that, we do, you got the memo, right? The memo is the guest co-host of the hour. We talk about some movie reviews, and you obviously just brought up Love Lies Bleeding, so I thought we'd maybe do that movie review before we bring on our guest. So you got to check it out. I have not gotten to check it out yet. I was planning to do it opening weekend. Just got tied up, but I am going to see it actually right after we do the show. That's my plan. So I do love to support Kristen Stewart. I think she's awesome as a person, but also as a talent. But you got to see it. What did you think?
It made me a massive fan of the director. I believe her name is Rose Glass.
Rose Glass, yeah.
It is so fantastic, just the way it creeps in on you at the beginning. Her use of music and score is just really, like, so gravitatingly, like, it just pulls you in. It's so dark. It's so clear. It's so focused. It's such a great film. And it's just nothing like you've seen before.
Yeah. No, that's what I've been hearing. I've been hearing nothing but good things. So I'm going to do, here's a little quick synopsis. Thanks to IMDb. Again, the movie is called Love Lies Bleeding, rated R. Here's a little quick synopsis on IMDb. Gym manager Lou falls for Jackie, a bodybuilder who is passing through town en route to a competition in Las Vegas, directed by Rose Glass and starring the awesome Kristen Stewart, Anna Baryshnikov, I do apologize if I'm mispronouncing, Dave Franco, Katie O'Brien, Jenna Malone, Ed Harris. Gosh, there's a plethora of awesome talent in here. But again, you got to check it out. Is this something you recommend for others?
Oh, yeah. 10 out of 10.
Wow. Okay.
1,000 out of 10.
Wow. Okay. So, well, like I said, I'm ready. Can't wait to go check this out. So my guest co-host, Grey Gable. I just wanted to say Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, yeah. But
yeah, Grey Gable. Highly recommends checking it out. Again, the movie is called Love Lies Bleeding, rated R. It's out there in theaters. Check it out. And yeah, she highly recommends it. All right. So now, did you get the other memo? The other memo is that the guest co-host of the hour arranges a way to make the guest of the hour, to make him feel welcome. So maybe sometimes we bring in people like on Millennium Falcons, land speeders, limos, anything like that. By any chance, did you arrange a way for this guest of the hour to make them feel welcome? Or should I just go back to my original backup plan?
Oh, God. I called an Uber for him.
An Uber. Yeah. Well, you know what? I thought what is cool. I figured I wanted to do something. If you don't mind, I wanted to do something pretty cool to make him feel really special. Not to say that Ubers are not like cool, but I figured the Uber could bring him to the chariot that I had outside.
Ooh, yes.
The chariot with the horses. You know, he's kind of like a manly man guy. He's got some. He's you know, I think he's kind of a stud kind of a guy. Not only his personality wise, but as a talent. You know, and I had the pleasure of meeting him and interviewing him on several red carpets. I actually a movie that I was covering called The Italians, which he's got coming out. And then he was in this new movie, which is out now. It's called Bardajov. And we'll debate on the title, how it's pronounced. But it's with starring Robert Davi. And then he's got another movie coming out called Break. And he's got a lot going on. But what we're going to do, we're going to bring him on the chariot, make him feel, like I said, pretty cool on the chariot. If you want to open up that studio door, whistle in. We're going to whistle in the horses on the count of three, and then they're going to bring him out on this chariot-style thing, and then we'll just have him come on onto the show. Okay, you ready? On that count of three, here we go.
Oh, let's
one,
see.
Two, and three. Uh-oh. There he comes on the chariot, coming down the boulevard there. Oh, he's waving to all the fans over there. They're all waving, throwing roses at him. Throwing numbers at him. I don't know if he's taken or what. Oh, he's stopping for some selfies, signing some autographs there. here he comes off the chariot, walking into the studio again. Here he comes. He's one of the stars of the new movie Bardajov, directed by Danny A. as well as starring Robert Darby. He's also starring in a movie called The Italians, an upcoming Break, and a lot more. Here he is, actor, producer, my new dear friend, Darren Weiss. Welcome, Darren Weiss, to StarosEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN.
Hey, hey.
Welcome, Darren.
How we doing? Thank you for having me.
Now, Darren, forgive me.
Quite the entrance.
Yeah. Well, we had to do it up for you there.
Thank you.
Greg Gable, thank you for arranging the Uber to get him to the chariot.
Yeah, appreciate that.
The beautiful Italian stallion. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. Oh, there we go. And speaking of, are you Italian?
No. I probably have a little bit of Italian in me, but like I did the 23andMe. I think there was like 4%.
So, okay, got it.
We'll roll with that.
Okay, because you were in the movie Italians, but were you playing Italian in that movie?
No, I was not actually.
Oh, you were not?
I was not, but I was in the Italians.
Got it. Well, cool. Now, forgive me. Is it pronounced Weiss?
Yes, it is. Okay, because you had it the first time.
Okay, because there are some people that I know that's totally Weiss.
I get it all.
Okay.
Weiss, Weiss, White. Yeah.
Got it. Well, cool. Darren Weiss, actor, producer. Again, welcome to StarosEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN. So cool, man. I mean, for the audience, I mean, it's kind of cool. We became like kind of fast friends. We've gotten to interview several times on the carpets now. And then we want to give a shout out to PR publicist Ali Lasky.
She's the best.
The influence who kind of indirectly introduced us in a way because, I've been covering some of her events and then here you are and then here you are.
God, I've seen you like 3 times in the last like 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's the funny thing. Right. And that's the funny thing. What I enjoy is developing these relationships throughout the years. I've been doing it for over a decade. And some people I'll see like sometimes not 3 times in one day.
Right.
I remember I was doing a Christmas event like last year, and the same talent I saw like in the morning was at one event. Then like 2 hours later, they went to change, and I'm like, wait, didn't I just see you? And then by that evening, I was like, wait, did we just see each other? Like, I don't know what else to ask you.
You know what? I will say your suit game is very strong. You always come dressed to the nines. You're very impressive. You always look good.
I do appreciate that. No, and it was cool. And you always have what I love is you have always a great personality and your great humbleness. So I was excited to kind of have you here.
Well, thank you for having me. It's good to be here.
So Darren Weiss, what we like to do, we like to start off and get if not have fans already, like to get the audience to get to know you, hopefully become more fans, and then hope to support your work. And then obviously we want to start plugging your stuff as well. So we want to start off with this hard-hitting question. Here we go. I don't know if people talk to my people about this. The hard-hitting question is, where are you born and raised?
Born and raised in Detroit, Michigan. Well, the suburbs of Detroit, Bloomfield Hills. Grew up there, went to Michigan State, moved out here after college when I was 22, and going on like 7 years here. God, wow. I can't believe it's been that long already, just thinking about it.
Well, did you know growing up that you always wanted to be an actor or a producer?
No, not at all. When I was in college, I just needed a couple elective credits, so I went to my counselor, the person that like planned your classes, and he was like, all right, you need some elective credits. Here's your options that fit your schedule. You can take Acting 1, Marine Biology, or like Quantum Physics. And I'm like, all right, yeah, I think I'll do Acting. That sounds easiest. And I got to tell you, it was the first time in my life that I actually looked forward to going to class and like doing work and like putting in more than just like the bare minimum. I was a business major and like I never, you know, spent all night in the library or studying, but like when I started going to acting class, I'm like, yo, this is fun. Like I look forward to going to class. I never skip class, but I'm like, no, I can't miss class on Monday and Wednesday, you know?
Wow, so you just got the bug really quickly.
Yeah, like it was sort of, that's how it happened.
What about you, Gray? Was that something similar in your path as well? Or was it something you just got bit by the bug?
I knew that I always wanted to be an artist growing up, and I felt, because I was so sensitive and shy, I was like, oh, there's no way I could ever be an actor. But then, like, as I grew older, I started watching all of these, like, interviews with actors, and they were like, yeah, I was really shy. And then that was when I started going to college, and I was like, I think I want to drop out and become an actor and go to acting school. And then I went to the nearby community college, and I auditioned. And I was like, I have no experience, but I feel it very deeply that I could do it. And I did an audition, and he was like, I'm going to give you a full scholarship on
Wow.
That's dope.
Like, randomly.
That's sweet.
It was crazy.
So you guys kind of have similarities that you kind of, like, started later into the career, so to speak. Opposed to, like, because I have a lot of friends that would start off as kids, or I didn't start off as a kid, but maybe more teenager. But,
sure.
For yourself, I mean, so you're later in life. So it wasn't something that you aspired to early on.
No, and it just never really was, like, on my radar or in my universe, you know?
So then when you got bit by the bug, and then you actually appreciated the acting field, was there anyone that inspired you as an actor? Like, that you were like, oh, you know what? Now that I like this field, I want to be, like, blah, blah, blah.
You know what? Like, obviously, you look at guys like Denzel, DiCaprio. Yeah. Christian Bale's a big one for me. I think he's a guy that, like, transforms his roles, you know? Like, he is not Christian Bale. You know, a lot of successful actors sort of, you can tell they're sort of like, I don't want to say themselves, but like, you don't recognize Christian Bale when you go see a movie with Christian Bale in it, you know, and like, that's art, and he inspires me. He's
awesome.
He's so good. DiCaprio's another one. He's the best actor in the world, you know, so watching people like him and Denzel and, you know, Catherine Zeta-Jones I love, and Scarlett Johansson's unbelievable. Just like, I strive to be like at their level.
It's, yeah,
you know,
no, those are great. Those are great aspirations as well. So then, when you went into college, and then you start doing these classes, what point after the class or during the class did you say, I maybe want to do this for the rest of my life, so to speak? Or are you still there? Are you there yet? Are you?
You know what? I never like say I want to do something or live somewhere or. I never say, like, anything for the rest of my life, but, like, for now, like, for the foreseeable future until something changes. And, like, when I turned 22 and I took that first class, or maybe I was, like, 18 when I took that first class, is, like, this is what I want to do. And, like, when I'm in on something, like, I'm all in. And it's been, like, I don't know, 10, 11 years, and I still, like, what I want to do more than anything else, right. You know?
Well, for the minimal that you've been here, you got several features under your belt, and then you got into producing as well. So where did the producing come into play?
Honestly, during COVID, there wasn't a lot going on, and I'd been like auditioning a lot, and I got, you know, I started to get some work, and I just had an idea for a script, and I was like, can I swear on this or no? Do you no swearing?
We try to keep it family, but
okay, okay.
Ideal.
The family will hear it sooner or later. Anyway, during COVID, like, there wasn't much going on, so I was just like, F it. Like, I want to do something that, like, you know, you're auditioning so much for, like, roles that, like, maybe fit you. Like, I wanted to, like, sort of tell a story that, like, I wanted to tell, you know? And, like, COVID, there was so much downtime. So I'm like, you know what? Let me just, like, flush out, like, something that I want to do, like a coming of age. And, yeah, that's sort of how I got into producing.
Oh, awesome. So is that something that you wrote already manifested into reality?
Yeah, so I had an idea. I can't write. So, you know, I know what I'm good at and what I'm not. And writing's one thing I'm not good at. And I met a couple writers. We teamed up. We wrote this script called Break.
Which is the one that's coming out.
Which is coming out next month. 125 theaters. I'm really excited about. Gravitas is distributing it. But, you know, and then I got introduced to these two producers, Bo and John at Showdown Productions. They've been amazing through this whole process. They introduced me to the director, Will Wernick, who helped it a rewrite. He spent so much time, like, off the clock, helping me, you know, get into this role of this character, Eli. I played the lead, and Will was such a great director. He was perfect for the job. I'm so happy he was introduced to me through my producers, and, yeah, we shot it at the end of 22 and the beginning of 23. And, you know, we've done the whole editing and the coloring and the music and all that. And, yeah, I'm really excited how it turned out.
First off, I'm excited for you because having producing background as myself, it's a tough task to go from conception and to this. But then also the fact that you not only had the idea, you got it made, you got the script, blah, 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 and it's about to be released and distributed, that is a big feat. And so I want to say congratulations on that, because I do know how hard that could be, and, you know, through doing it for several years as well. But it's cool to see someone on the come up, so to speak, and getting to see their baby, so to speak, come to life. So I applaud you on that.
Thank you so much.
So the first role then out of college. So, you know, did you start, because you haven't been doing it as long as I would think, but then
out of college I was like, you know what, like, I want to take some like serious classes, get trained the right way. I moved out to LA. I did this conservatory for a year under Michelle Danner, who's a prolific.
I just interviewed her on the Italians.
Yeah, exactly. So, basically, long story short, she runs a school. I studied under her for a year. At the end of the year, she was doing a movie called Bad Impulse, and it's like a horror, thriller, psychological film. She's like, "Hey, I like the work you've been doing over the last year. I'd like you to audition for a part." I got the part. That was my, she gave me my first like break, no pun intended. And fast forward, I've been in her last four films with the Italians that, you know, where we saw each other on the red carpet. And she's great. I can't say enough good things about Michelle Danner. Really great director. I was in Miranda's Victim. We shot in New Jersey. That was, that came out last year. I did a movie called The Runner, The Italians. So yeah, four movies with her now, and like,
four features. Yeah,
it's been great.
The Italians. Who else is in that? You got some pretty cool names.
Lainey Kazan. Sean Estes. Michelle Danner actually played a great role. You know, she came up as an actress. Who's the woman that played Ari's wife? And
Perry Reeves.
Reeves. She was all Entourage. Yeah, she's great.
But you got the, and then you got, obviously we're gonna talk about
Abigail Breslin, of course.
Yeah, Abigail, that's right. But then obviously you got to work with people like that, and then obviously Bardajov.
Yeah.
With Robert Davi, legendary Robert Davi there. What was it like working with him?
Davi's like, he's been around for like 50 years.
Yeah.
You know, like he was in The Goonies, like he was in he's been James Bond. He's been in so many
things.
Was
he in The Mask, right?
Like he you know, he's been acting for 40, 50 years. He studied under Stella Adler, who's one of like the OG acting coaches. You know, she had a whole method. But, you know, this was the second movie I did with Davi. I did Gemini Lounge, which is now called Inside Man, a Danny A film.
Yeah. Danny A, also a.k.a. Danny
Abacasar.
Abacasar.
Who directs, produce, acts. So, yeah, I met Robert Davi on the set of Inside Man, and then we went to Israel to shoot this movie, and Robert and I got really close in Israel. We rehearsed for a couple days on the beach. We had some off days, and he's, among being, like, just a great dude, like, he's full of wisdom, and, like, when he talks, you just want to listen to him, Like, he's worked with, like, De Niro, and, like, he's worked with everybody over the last 50 years, and he has so much insight and, like, knowledge and wisdom, and just to like hear him talk and how he breaks down a script or how he looks at a scene or the intention that he goes into like with every scene and knowing like what he wants to do before he does it, like it was just I learned so much from him in such a short time, and it was really cool to bond with him in Israel. Now we got too close because now he calls me like once a week and he's just like, "Yo, what the hell are you doing?"
No,
I'm,
that's
like,
awesome.
I'm like, "Robert, it's the middle of the day. What do you mean?" He's like, "No, I'm just checking up on you, kid. Like, what are you doing?" I'm like, "That's awesome. I'm hanging out."
That's very cool. my guest co-host, Gray Gable. Do you have any questions to Darren Weiss on his earlier career before we get into the nitty gritty?
Yeah, I'm fascinated by how did you get to like move from place to place, like. Did you have like a home base here and you just pick up and leave? Like,
so I was just in Detroit and I was just like, you know what? Like, I'm just going to pick up and go to LA. That was really it. Like, I found a conservatory. I auditioned for it. I got in. It was in Santa Monica. I got a place in West Hollywood. That drive was not fun every day, especially during rush hour. But yeah, I just sort of picked up and I was like, you know what? Like, let's do this, you know, like I feel like when the time is like always now, you never like want to wait to do something, right? You want to always like take initiative now, because if you don't, somebody else is going to.
That's true.
And if you have the power, if you have like the means, or like if you can make it happen, I suggest to everyone, it's like the best thing I ever did was like taking this leap of faith to LA from like the suburbs of Michigan and just like going for it, you know, like.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And then, so, like, speaking of Daddy A, we'll give a shout out. Daddy A. Abacasar, am I saying it right? Yeah.
Abacasar.
But then people don't.
Danny A.
Danny A. But pleasure of meeting and interviewing him at the your recent premiere of Bardajov. And then, so how did you guys hook up, or did he cast you? Did you guys know each other, or how did that kind of work out?
So it's a crazy story how Danny A and I met. So. Danny A has a basketball court in his house in LA, and every Saturday there's like a group of 10 guys that play. He's a big basketball guy. He loves basketball and he loves movies. That's what I love. I love basketball and movies. So like when I was probably like 22 or 3 years old, I'm playing in this game in Beverly Hills. And this dude rolls up in like a 90s champion like sweatsuit, a sideways hat. He's like walking in. He's like, you know, oh, I just got off the phone with Joel Embiid. Oh, I'm meeting Blake Griffin for dinner. And I'm like, who is this guy? Like, and he comes up. He doesn't warm up. He just takes the court. He starts playing basketball. And, you know, I'm pretty social. So, like, we start talking. I sort of start messing with him, you know, giving him a little bit of, you know, his own medicine. And, you know, I start asking him. I know a couple people that he knows very well. And I'm like, yo, do you know so-and-so? And he's like, how do you know him? And we just started talking. One thing leads to the next. He invites me to his house to play basketball. You never know who's going to show up at his house. It's awesome. Like, we literally spend 4 or 5 hours there every Saturday, hanging out at the pool, shooting hoops, listening to music, just talking. And everyone you could imagine, from, like, NBA players to actors to, like, everyone, like, shows up at his house to play basketball. You never know. But, like, you just show up to play basketball. Yeah. You're not going to, like,
socialize.
Right. It's like, we're going to play basketball because we all love to hoop. Correct. And we just built this relationship over the years. And, you know, after like a, I never told him like what I did. And like after a year, he was like, yo, so what do you do out here?
Like after a year, you're a stranger in his house.
Listen, I'm just going to hoop. I don't want like favors from anybody. Like, so I'm just like, yeah, like, you know, I'm an actor. He's like, bro, he's like, why wouldn't you tell me? He's like, I'll let you audition for my next film. I'm like, oh, you know, I'm sure people ask you for favors all the time, which they do. Danny A is the best. He's one of the best people I've ever met in my life. He's just I can't say enough good things about him. So one thing leads to a next. I was in his last three films, Mob Cops, that we just shot on the Warner Brother lot and at the end of January, Bardajov, which just came out, and Inside Man with Emile Hirsch and Lucy Hale, like a year and a half ago. Shout out Kyle Stefanski, who produces and acts in all his films as well. We spent a lot of time together in Israel. So that's how I met Danny. And you know what? It's really just turned into a beautiful friendship. Awesome. You know, it's so much more now than just we talk basketball, we hang out, we tan. He's a big tanner. I'm a big tanner, as you can tell.
I was going to say you have a good tan.
Yeah, thank you. I work on it. It runs in the family. Yeah. But, you know, we watch hoops. We go eat. He'll call me like 20 minutes. He's like, yo, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm just chilling. He's like, all right, I'm coming to pick you up. We're going to dinner in 20 minutes. You know, it's a very like easy, like easygoing, like friendship. We, you know, we like to talk junk a little bit, like, and it's just fun, you know, when like there's a group of like 4 or 5 of us. And I can't say enough good things about Dan. He's really helped me a lot. He's taken me under his wing. And his wedding was amazing in Israel last year. He just had a baby boy, Noel, who just turned 1. So it's exciting times for him.
Yeah, well, awesome. Well, I want to say a big shout out to Danny A. He seems like a great person. And he is a great person. But I could tell from the vibe of everybody, even at the premiere, he was kind to myself, but also just everyone seemed at that premiere particularly, well, even the Italians, but even that specific Bardajov, which we're going to talk more about when we get back from the music break. It was just everyone fun loving. Everyone was there for seemed like the right reasons. Everyone was just there just to have fun and to celebrate. Even though it was a dramatic movie, which we're going to talk more about what the movie's about, but it was just all the vibe there was just good energy. A lot of people too.
A lot of people. He draws everyone.
And I was like, you know, when Ali asked me, hey, can you cover this thing? I was like, all right. And you know, I've covered a lot of bits at the Harmony Gold. I was like, but that place was like packed. And normally, you know, it was sort of like quiet. And then all of a sudden, like 30 minutes later, it's like packed. I'm like, oh my gosh, there's like a lot of people.
Well, you know what? Danny brings out everyone. Like I said, he's the best. I can't say enough good things about him. That's awesome. That man. So,
well, before we come to a break, Gray Gable, do you have any other questions for Darren Weiss before we cut to a music break?
Oh, yes. Where do you want your career to go? Like, what is the pinnacle that it would make your life?
That's a great question. So, like, I want to do things that move people, you know? Like, I want to be at the gas station, like, filling my car with gas, and somebody comes up to me and is like, yo, Darren, like, that role, like, really affected me. Like, what your character went through, I'm going through. And, like, thank you for being a voice for somebody that can't be a voice, you know? Or, like, it's not like, of course, you know, like I want to win an Oscar and like all that stuff and like do meaningful projects and like all that. But like every like actor like will say that, right? Like I want to like have an impact on people that, you know, like I have like a voice and I want to express that through like characters that might be going through stuff or like fun, anything, you know, that like people can relate to. So yeah. Like that's my goal, to keep positively making change or affecting people through like characters or through movies that I'm in.
Nice. Awesome. Yeah, very much a Christian Bale. Yeah, I can see it, the energy.
But I can see you actually play like his brother too or something like
I'll
that.
I'll play his little brother.
We'll put that out there. Graham, I'm going to give you this really quick. And then what we're going to do, we're going to be talking more to Darren Weiss from the new movie Bardajov, as well as upcoming...
Can't wait to talk Bardajov.
Yeah, Bardajov, as well as upcoming Break, which is cool. I think you did. They just said, I just saw, I was looking through your Instagram. Did you have a like a big Deadline article on that?
I did. Oh, yeah, awesome. It came out. Yeah, that Gravitas picked it up. So yeah, we'll dive into that.
So we're gonna do, we're gonna cut to a music break. My guest co-host Gray Gable is gonna introduce this song. We've actually played this song before, but we want to, you know, I felt like a good vibe moment here. So why don't you introduce this song? We'll be back more with Darren Weiss of the new movie Bardajov, which is out now. How could they people check it out right now?
All VOD, iTunes, Apple for purchase, rent, you know, on demand, all that. Go check it out.
It's awesome.
A lot of my friends have already bought it. They love it. So
again,
you will too.
And then directed by Danny A, a.k.a. Danny
Abacasser.
Abacasser. What's up, Danny Abacasser? And then starring the awesome Robert Davi.
Again, amazing.
So again, we're going to talk more about that. So Gray Gable, do you want to introduce this song? And again, we'll be back more with Darren Weiss. And speaking of, really quick, do you have any social medias or anything like that?
Darren Weiss 8, DarrenWeiss, the number 8.
Okay.
Instagram. Easy.
Does 8 mean anything? Or is there...
Just my own number growing up.
There were 7 other Darren Weiss.
Yeah, that and like 8 was always my number growing up, you know?
Okay.
My dad wore 8, so that was my number.
All right, so what do you call it? Gray Gable, do you mind introducing this song?
Sure, it's Over You Now by Jude Pateri.
Ooh, close. Jade Pateri. My writing could be really bad.
Jade Pateri.
Yeah, so again, it's
not your fault, it's his fault.
Yeah. So Over You Now by Jade Pateri, who is an awesome guest here. I don't know, I just felt a vibe to promote her song again. So again, now with the correct pronunciation, really quick, one more time, Gray Gable.
Jade Pateri.
With...
Over You Now.
All right, we'll be back more here with Darren Weiss, actor producer of the new movie Bardajov. We'll be right back.
Some careful.
The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission.
Indie 100. All genres, all indie.
Listen carefully.
The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission.
Indie 100.
Why do all the boys that I love love to break my heart? And why can't I stop writing about them in the backseat of my car? Call me pretty, call me sweet, then turn around and leave. And now they got me asking what the hell is wrong with me. Maybe I'm too sentimental, or maybe they're just detrimental. Babe, my heart is not a rental, playing games ain't fundamental. For you, maturity is scary, cause baby, I'm not overbearing. Am I too much or way too caring? I think my brain needs some repairing. I'm the unworn out, not angry, I'm just over it now. I'm down with feeling down, not petty, I'm just over you now. I'm down, worn out, not angry, I'm just over it now. I'm down with feeling down, not petty, I'm just over you now. I'm over you, over you, over you now. So over you, over you, over you now. I'm over you, over you, over you now. I'm over you, over you, over you now.
Why do all the boys tell me they'll treat me like a queen? My love, I'll give you the whole world, give you my everything. But as soon as I say go, they stop and mess with me in
What if I'm no fun? I'm actually boring when all you do is keep ignoring my texts, my calls. Now I'm imploring if I was even worth adoring. You tell me I'm so fascinating, and then you go on calculating if I'm even a bit worth dating. All you boys are frustrating.
That was Over You Now by Jade Pateri. If you like that song, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. But if you really like that song, hit her up or find her music on Spotify, all that kind of good stuff. Again, her name is Jade Pateri, J-A-D-E-P as in Paul, A-T-T-E-R-I. Again, it's Jade Pateri. The song called Over You Now. She's got a lot of great other songs. Support her. She was a lovely guest of the show and a great human being. So again, her name is Jade Pateri. Again, it's Over You Now. Okay, we are back here with my awesome guest co-host,
Gray Gable.
Welcome back.
Hi.
And then my guest of the hour, actor, producer from the new movie coming up, that's out now, Bardajov, and then the upcoming Break, as well as the Italians. We got actor-producer Darren Weiss. Welcome back, my man.
Good to be back.
All right, so we talk about how you pretty much, in the short amount of span, so to speak, you know, went from going to college, taking an acting class on a whim, so to avoid maybe the other kind of classes, getting the acting bug, and then kind of coming out here on faith to L.A., and then kind of breaking in really quickly by booking your first feature, and then which led into with Michelle Danner.
Mm-hmm.
And then now obviously you got a movie with Robert Davi, called Bardajov. So let's talk about Bardajov. Talk about what it's about and your character.
Yeah. Oh, man. Quite a time for Bardajov to come out. We shot it in Israel last summer. Bardajov is the name of a town in Slovakia, and during World War II, right before the Holocaust and when Hitler invaded, the small town in Bardajov, Slovakia, there was a young boy, 7 years old. There was probably 200 kids in a hospital, and the Germans were coming to the hospital to, you know, evacuate these kids, to take them to a concentration camp. A doctor who wasn't even Jewish went out on a limb and basically infected these 200 kids with a fake typhus shot and said, these kids are going to die. It's very contagious. You don't want to come here. We have to quarantine the whole town. They're going to die, so it doesn't matter. Don't come. It was a fake shot. They got sick for like 2-3 days. Fast forward, this doctor saves 200 kids, and one of the kids is Emil Fish, who executive produced this movie. He's 92 years old, a Holocaust survivor, and he's dedicated his life to, giving back to Judaism, the Holocaust, school, education, talks all around the world, and it's a really crazy story in this little town of Slovakia. Wow. Where this doctor went on a limb and saved 200 kids.
Wow. Well, yeah, and it's funny because I had the pleasure of meeting, since you met Emil Fish at the premiere, mm-hmm. And it seems lively, seems, you know, good health and all that good stuff. It was pretty
It's crazy. He's 93 years old. He's all there.
Yeah.
Full conversation. I got some time to spend with him on set. He was on set every day. Comes a set in a suit and tie every day. Let me tell you something. It's the middle of summer, July in Israel, okay? Wow. it's hot.
Yeah.
This guy's in a three-piece suit every day sitting there in the glaring sun. So I give him a lot of credit. It was awesome just to hear him talk. His story is so just filled with so much life and inspiration.
And your character. Talk a little bit about your character.
Yeah.
How'd you end up getting involved with this? Obviously, you...
Well, you know, Danny and I have a great relationship. I've been in his... Like I said, his last three films, he called me. I don't know if he knew or not that my great grandma was a Holocaust survivor. So this film was actually, it meant a lot to me, and it was very, it was moving, you know, and I just felt honored to be part of this story. And when he's like, hey, I have a great part for you. What do you feel about coming to Israel and doing this? I'm like, say less.
Wow.
Basically, I play this character, Frederick, who, the head rabbi of the town also runs like factories and offices. It's a small town, Bartizov. So the head rabbi at the time in 1942 ran all these businesses, and I was sort of like his left-hand man, but I was very young. Like it was like a 22, 23 year old that sort of was like his assistant, if you have an assistant in 1942. Yeah. And basically like he's giving me the factory, he's giving me the keys to his, you know, to his businesses because he's got to leave and deal with what's going on. And Davi played the head rabbi, so I had some great scenes with Robert Davi, and it was great. You know, Danny's an awesome director. I love the way Danny directs, you know. Every director brings something a little different to the table, and working with Danny now three times, I know what he likes, what he expects. He's very, very big on improv and just reacting in the moment, letting you be free, but also like, this is what I want. Go around the lines, you know the lines, say something within the ballpark, but this is, you know, the intention of the scene and make it believable, you know?
Are you guys at a shorthand now where he could look at you and you already know what he wants?
100%.
Okay.
Listen, Danny will tell you the same thing I will tell you. You can tell a lot about a person by the way they play basketball.
Yeah.
I know it sounds crazy, like ask him, he'll tell you. And like, I know now that I've been on three movie sets with Danny, like how he operates, what he wants. Yeah. We're like, exactly, like you said, like, he'll look at me with like a look, and I'll be like, okay, I got it.
Yeah,
and he'll be like, yo, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah, no, I've been blessed, fortunate to direct a couple features and then produce as well, but there's certain actors that I've got to use over and over, just like Danny with.
And it's just a comfortability thing, you know?
But also, there's a trust factor.
Absolutely.
You know that they're going to give you 100%. They know they're not going to be taking advantage of something as well, like your time and all that kind of stuff. But there's one particular actor that I know, he knows when I get stressed, and he knows what I want, even why I don't need, like, if I put my hands on my head, he's like, okay, Ty's a little stressed right now, just calm down, he's gonna do this, and he'll look at me, he's like, he's gonna do one another take or something like that,
right.
And there's like, it's a shorthand,
right.
And I don't even have to say we're gonna do another take or anything like that, but I'm assuming that's kind of like the
exactly.
same
exactly
that's awesome
exactly
so that's out now, Bartizov. Again, how could they check it out one more time?
iTunes, Apple, like on demand, any VOD, it's out. It's an hour and 26 minutes. Emil Hirsch does the voiceover.
Oh, that's awesome.
Emil Fish. I'm sorry, not Emil Hirsch. Emil Fish, the Holocaust survivor, does the voiceover.
That's awesome. Well, again, very, very proud of you guys for doing that movie. But also, I want to give props to everyone involved that I had the blessed honor of being able to meet and interview. So again, we'll give a shout out to Danny A, a.k.a. Danny Abakazar.
There you go. You got it.
Okay, so I'm trying to remember.
That's why we just say Danny A.
Yeah. No, because I remember him saying it to me on the premiere, but it was like I probably would not have pronounced it the way he said it.
Sure.
So, but I think I was going to say Abakazar, but then he's like, no, Abakazar. I was like, oh, okay.
Abakazar, yeah. Abakazar, you know.
But awesome. Shout out to him. And then Robert Davi, who I blessed pleasure of interviewing throughout the years. Always great guy.
Always.
So again, that's called the Bartizov, and you spell it Bardejov. Is that correct?
You got it.
Yeah, Bartizov, and that's out there right now.
iTunes. I think maybe Amazon, VOD.
All the streaming platforms.
Yeah, exactly.
So also really quickly, we got like a couple minutes left really quick. Do you have any questions? Greg Gable, guest co-host for Darren Weiss before we wrap up.
I think you guys covered it.
Any other questions? No? Okay. Okay. So really quickly, you also got what else? You got The Break coming out, which congratulations again.
Yeah, I'm very excited about Break. Comes out April 26th in theaters, 100 to 125 theaters, and it'll be on VOD. Gravitas is distributing it. Very excited. Coming-of-age drama that centers around a pool hall in Detroit. Eli, who I play, sort of has the weight of the world on his shoulders. You know, he's out of high school. His friends have sort of moved on. You know, his mom, he deals with his mom, who's an alcoholic. His sister has special needs. His dad walked out on the family. He comes upon this pool hall by chance where his dad used to play, used to be like a local pool hall legend. He's, you know, sort of taken in there. And it's sort of like a place of like misfit toys, sort of like himself. And it's the first place he sort of feels like he can fit in. Will Wernick did a great job directing it, really brought the vision to life, was so good. All the actors, Victor Rasuk, shout out Victor, Caleb Emery, Braden Brunner, I mean, everyone. It was, so I'm excited.
That's awesome. And that's coming out April 6th.
Jeff Kober, I can't forget Jeff.
Oh, Jeff. Oh, you know, funny thing, Jeff Kober played my first TV dad.
No way.
My first job was called China Beach on ABC.
Uh-huh.
And I played, it was about the series about Vietnam. And I came in like the third season. They had to replace my character was Archie Winslow, who played the son that Jeff Kober had on the show. But when they first started, the son was like a baby. And then the second season, he was older. And then I was like the final, like the teenage version. So Jeff was...
Jeff's awesome. He's an Emmy-winning actor. He's great. You know, Wendy Braun, Susan Baraka, Patricia Belcher, everyone. So awesome. It was a really great cast.
Well, and then you also got The Italians that's out. It's coming out because I know with the premiere. When is that? Do you know when?
I don't know when that is. That's a great question. Probably soon because we just had the premiere.
Okay. So you could check that out. And then Tin Soldier?
Tin Soldier. That was, I'm really excited about that. I've not heard anything on that. That was a movie I shot in Greece probably like a year and a half ago with Robert De Niro, Jamie Foxx, and Scott Eastwood. It was sort of like this PTSD. Has to do with like war and memories of that Scott Eastwood's character goes through, and I played one of the, you know, when he was in the army, one of the people in the army. So
wow, well,
I'm that should be cool. I'm excited to see that.
Well, you got to work with some lot of great talents, my man, and hopefully one day there's going to be that point where someone's going to be like, yeah, I just did this movie with De Niro and Darren Weiss and
That's right, awesome. Right, maybe.
But, yeah, but hey, I we'll put it out there, man. Congratulations on all your success. Gray Gable, one more time. Any other last thoughts or anything?
No, but you have such a fascinating life, Darren.
Oh, jeez, thank you.
Well, okay, so what we will...
It's going to be Gray Gable and Darren Weiss. That's what people are going to say.
There we go. Yeah. Awesome. Well, so what we're going to do, we want to end up the show. Obviously, you've been inspired. We want to inspire those. This show is about inspiring others. What inspirational messages can you give to someone out there, Mr. Actor, Producer Darren Weiss, to someone that wants to either, you know, become an actor like yourself or producer or just follow their dreams in general?
It's never too late to start. You got to work really hard, but take that leap and, you know, get comfortable being uncomfortable, you know? You got to be willing to do things that other people aren't willing to do. And, like, it's hard. Like, life's hard as is, you know, and, like, nothing comes easy. You hear about all these stories about, like, Kobe and Muhammad Ali and, like, what they did to become great. And, like, you know, a lot of people are good, but not many people are, like, great. And, like, you know, like, take the chance. Like, you know, like, I think life's short and, like, so many people are doing things that, like, they don't want to be doing on a daily basis in terms of jobs or whatever. So if you're fortunate enough to, like, chase your dreams, like, do it because not many people can, you know, and, like... We're lucky, and just you got to go 100% if you do it, though, you know?
Awesome. And Gray Gable, and to piggyback on that, anyone that wants to do what you do, any inspiring words of wisdom in general?
Ooh, people need to learn to embody celebrity energy. I feel, especially if you walk into a room and you feel like you don't belong, you kind of need to work on deconstructing your nervous system, especially if, you know, like most actors are very sensitive people. I think just people need to... find a way to rebuild themselves because it's more important than anything. And you have to believe it first before anybody else.
Awesome.
If you ain't going to believe it, no one else will.
Yeah. Exactly.
Awesome. Well, I guys want to say thank you both for coming on. Again, Gray Gable. Again, thank you for being an awesome guest co-host. So how can people check you out? Social media, anything like good stuff?
At Gray Gable. Awesome. On everything.
Awesome. And then one more time, you got Darren Weiss, actor-producer from the new movie Bardajov, upcoming Break, and then The Italians, and then Soldier. One more time, how could they check you out?
Darren Weiss 8.
That's DarrenWeiss, and then the number 8.
On Instagram.
All right. Well, thank you guys both. God bless you guys both. And I want to say God bless you. And thank you to everyone out there listening. I appreciate all your guys' listenership. You guys are awesome. And I like the end of my show, Matthew 19:26. In man, things are possible. In God, our things are possible. And we are out. Bye-bye.